Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia.
And my name is Deja.
And you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Forgot to say, Deja is our special guest today.
Yeah.
And today is our Thursday episode. So we're going to be giving you guys some advice from a question that we sourced in our Basically Besties Pod Instagram account.
And I want to read it this time because I feel like you always read them.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Okay, cool. So it says, hey, Kat and Tish, I have recently had an interest in content creation and started creating YouTube videos. And although my subscriber count is nothing close to yours, I am really passionate. I didn't want my whole school finding out, so I shared it with two close friends. One of them accidentally shared it with some kids in the older years that I am on cool terms with. They started leaving annoying comments and mocking me in school. I've spoken to my friend about it and she has apologized and said it was an accident. The funny comments have become mean and a little rude and I feel like I have to delete my channel because of it. I just got to 1K. What should I do?
Congrats. Oh, sorry. Yeah, First of all, congrats on 1K. Like that is so good.
That is so good. You should be so proud. Yeah. I was just like reading that and how her friend's like accidentally, it kind of sounds like she did that on purpose, but
yeah,
like, I mean, only you can tell if your friend is being real or not.
Yeah.
But as for the annoying hate comments, do you guys have any advice for that? Like how do you
kind of relate to that? Cause that's like partially the reason why I actually did homeschool, like as well as traveling. But, like my biggest advice is honestly like ignore them. They're definitely jealous.
Yeah.
Like most of the time when people make fun of you, it's because they're jealous. And how I cope with comments like that, I literally don't check my comments. Like my mom has to do that for me. But like it is really hard. Like especially if you're first like growing, like people are just starting to get like used to you being like well known for that.
Yeah.
And I feel like they'll get used to it like eventually, but it took like a while, like when I was in high school as well.
Yeah.
Like it took a while for people to get used to like me going there, like, and they didn't even get used to it. It was so hard, but
yeah. And I feel like every social media content creator goes through this.
Yeah.
Especially that in that period where you're just trying to start growing your channel.
Yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the thing I loved about TikTok is it threw it out to people I didn't know. Whereas I don't know a lot about YouTube, but I feel like it's you kind of start by sharing it with your friends and then the word spreads. Whereas with TikTok, it just goes out organically. So a lot of the followers we had no idea who we were. So it would definitely be hard, especially still being in school, still, you know, wanting to chase your dreams and then having the other students tease you. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, it's really not good.
But if that is truly your goal, like if you want to be a influencer, if you want to start content creation, you've got to
keep going.
Yeah, and you've got to start practicing on how to handle the hate comments because, girl, it only gets worse.
Yeah, like that's sort of the risk you take when you like want to start that. Like you got to understand that like that's going to happen like no matter what.
Yeah, so true. And how do you handle hate comments, Deja? What do you do?
Like I said, I don't look at them, but when I do, I honestly just think like I don't really care. Like I'm a person who like doesn't care what other people think really. So but if I was, I would just do my best to ignore it and like don't look at hate comments. And if you do, just like I don't know, just like don't
focus on them. Focus on the positive ones.
And don't worry about them because they're just
not in a good place. Yeah. I feel like another good tool is to have empathy for those people because for me personally, I'm very happy with my life and if I saw someone trying to chase their dreams, I would not leave a comment on there and be like, how embarrassing. Why would you make this YouTube video? I feel sorry for you. Like I wouldn't go out of my way to be mean. I would actually be up lifting and be like, oh my God, you go girl, like go chase your dreams, right?
Yeah.
But if someone is sad, upset, living an unhappy life, it's so much easier for them to shit on someone else.
Yeah, trying to bring you down to their level.
Yes. So when you get a horrible comment, just remember they must be in a bad place themselves because there is no way someone would leave such a negative comment if they were in a good place.
Yeah.
So that's one tip. As well. Yeah. Do you have any tips for this little young lady?
Well, I feel like you already, both of you kind of touched on everything, but yeah, just the biggest thing is ignorance is bliss. Like once I see one bad comment on a video, it's only when there's one bad comment that everyone else all of a sudden gets this confidence to put something bad. So once I see one bad comment, I just stop reading my comments entirely because I need peace of mind. But yeah, I would just try not to read them if you can, or even just turn them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another good thing is we always focus on the comments, right? So how many bad comments do you have? Are there 12? Are there 20? And then look at the amount of likes. How many people actually like the video? Is it 100? Yeah. Is it 200? You know, so try not to focus on the negative things that are happening. Try to focus on the positives. Yeah. Even if it is just a like, they're showing, you know, their support towards your video.
And, like, just keep going because, like, I promise you will get somewhere, like,
Yeah, and, yeah, just surrounding yourself with people who truly want to see you reach your goals. Like, if your friend was sharing that video in the hopes that you would receive hate comments, then maybe it's time to reevaluate who you hang out with. Because having a good set of friends while you're growing your social media is very important. So while we were growing our social media, there was obviously a lot of positivity, but there was also a lot of negativity, especially with you at high school. Kids were teasing you about me being on social media, about your sister, about the videos we created.
They were teasing her about me.
Well, Tisha, don't get your back up.
The ops.
Okay. There was a lot, right? And then you were obviously blowing up on social media. Was it worth it?
It was definitely worth it. Like, I'm so grateful I just, like, didn't take them to heart. Mm. Like, I just ignored them and, like, just kept a positive mindset because I definitely got somewhere at the end and it was definitely worth it all.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to say a little life hack that I've actually picked up recently. I haven't actually tried it out yet, but I recently went to the Taylor Swift tour.
Oh my God.
And she sung this song, Shake It Off.
Tisha.
And when I was listening to it, I was like, you just think about these huge celebrities, how much they go through, and you just have to shake it off. So every time, this is a thing that I'm going to try and you can try it with me.
She's been trying this every day this week. So because I've been getting cancelled and she keeps putting this damn song on. So,
let me play you a song and then Shake It Off plays.
So when you get upset about the hate, I want you to listen to Shake It Off by Taylor and just look, don't even look at your phone, just dance and sing.
It actually works.
And just let it out and then see if you still feel the same after it.
Yeah, it's actually a good life hack.
And you just have to think, if people are hating on you, it means you've made it. When you get your first hater, it means you've made it.
Yeah, literally.
That's a good way to look at it. And, like,
if you actually listen to the lyrics, it actually speaks facts. So.
Mm. Yeah. And it is a good tool because we were feeling really down and not having the best time the other day and you put Shake It Off on and everyone started dancing and it just changes your whole energy, hey?
Yeah. Literally.
It's good. Number one hack, put Taylor Swift on.
Alrighty guys, well that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow us on our socials at Basically Besties Pod and thank you Deja for coming on and giving your advice.
Thanks Queen.
We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.